move on to item 310.
Amend contract with OTAC Inc. to revise the 100-year floodplain maps for Crystal Springs Creek for $85,000.
Fish.
Thank you, Mayor and colleagues. As you know, Crystal Springs Creek in southeast Portland has some of the best salmon habitat in the city, but a series of culverts along the creek block fish passage and impeded the stream flow for years. In the last 6 years, the Bureau of Environmental Services has worked with many partners to replace or remove 9 of the culverts, and a project scheduled this summer will replace the last 2 culverts. For the first time in a generation, salmon will be able to access the entire stream. These projects have also improved stream flow to the point that the creek's floodplain has changed. This ordinance would authorize a project to revise the floodplain maps accordingly. Here with more information is our science integration manager, Caitlin Lovell. Caitlin, welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. I'm Caitlin Lovell, the Science Integration Division Manager, here to request an amendment to OTAC's contract number 3004334 for a not-to-exceed amount of $85,000. Because the amendment is greater than 25% increase over cost, it requires council approval. I want to give you a little bit of context. In 2008, as part of the Greater Green Initiative, council tasked BES with replacing 8 culverts for fish passage. We looked at that and decided to take the step of looking for measurable immediate improvements to watershed health by additionally addressing water quality, flooding risks, and habitat improvements, all issues that are core to BES's mission. We found all of that concentrated in the 2.7-mile-long Crystal Springs Creek, tributary of Johnson Creek. In the 8 years since, we've been hard at work with impressive results. We have replaced 6 culverts and abandoned 1. We have restored over 2,000 feet of the stream, representing nearly 15% of the entire system. We have, together with Parks and the Corps of Engineers, we reimagined a neighborhood park into a nature sanctuary that simultaneously reduced stream temperatures by 3 degrees Celsius and served as a muse for a wildly popular nature play area and annual salmon celebration. We have treated over 1 acre of impervious surface in the watershed by cleaning it and locally infiltrating it using green streets and pervious pavement, only the 2nd instance of pervious pavement in the city. That was just actually poured a couple of weeks ago. And we couldn't have done this alone. We have engaged over 21 different partners, from individual landowners like Reed College and the Brannon family to large public agencies like the Corps of Engineers and TriMet. And I do not exaggerate when I say it took a village of city employees from BES, PBOT, and Parks to make all of this happen. We have 2 culverts to go, the Bybee culvert on the right and on the left, and the Glenwood culvert on the right. We are planning on doing those this summer. From the beginning, we intended to reduce floodplain impacts, and we intentionally waited until we were done with all of the projects before we did the actual modeling. We hired USGS to redo the modeling, and we hired OTAC to help us with the FEMA permits for Bybee and Glenwood. However, since that time, a number of requests have come to us to accelerate the floodplain analysis because of the potential benefits that it can provide in terms of ongoing projects. Multiple landowners along Southeast 22nd have been calling us, and the ODOT Highway 99 bridge replacement scheduled for 2017 would like to have the benefit of a new floodplain map. We can accommodate this request through a contract amendment, and it would further strengthen our ongoing partnerships and community benefits in the watershed. The amendment before you expands the scope of the OTAC contract beyond the Bybee-Glenwood project to include the entirety of Crystal Springs using the modeling work already completed by USGS. Additional engineering and survey work is needed, but the goal is to submit a floodplain map revision to FEMA this year. OTAC will serve as the city's representative to FEMA. While we cannot say for sure that FEMA will approve any map revisions that will reduce the floodplain, we have a high degree of confidence that some landowners will see these benefits. And I want to just conclude with a bit of a story from the December floods. In 1996, Crystal Springs flooded, but very differently than other streams in the city of Portland. Because it's a stream-fed system, it didn't flood until June of 1996. and it entered into a near permanent state of flooding for the next 20 months. BES commissioned an investigation into local flooding and found that it was due to high groundwater and to the culverts, undersized culverts. However, the homeowners in the area felt that a local aquatic plant known as Eladia was actually exacerbating the flooding by clogging the creek. The city's unwillingness to acknowledge and address the Eladia created an atmosphere of acrimony and distrust that persisted until 2008. One of our most vocal critics was a Creekside landowner, Lane Brown. We worked very closely with Mr. Brown and his neighbors, the Mitchell family, to restore that relationship through the replacement of the Tacoma Street culvert. In December of 2015, we experienced rainfall and flooding that was reminiscent of 1996. By that point, though, we had completed 9 of our 11 total projects in Crystal Springs. So we reached out to Mr. Brown to see how his property fared, and here's his response. He wrote, "The creek has been behaving itself quite well. On a day a few weeks ago that we had record rainfall, the creek rose to 1.8 feet depth, normal time this year. Normal this time of year is 0.7 to 0.8 feet. This did not even reach the top of bank at my house. In November of 2006, with slightly less rainfall, the depth was 2.4 feet, which reached the foundation of my house. The water also went down quickly this year. The next morning, it was down to 1.2 feet. I am very pleased with those results." His neighbor, Joe Mitchoff, sent us this report at the height of the flooding. "A quick thanks to you all for your hard work on Crystal Springs. In the balmy and amazingly dry late afternoon, I went for a run by every project you worked on. The plan for Crystal Springs is working, and you all deserve a lot of credit for making it happen. I went up spring water, and of course we have a ways to go, but it is still important to remember that even that has gotten much better over the years. It is thrilling to see the new floodways doing their job." So with that, we have a high degree of confidence that the landowners will benefit from this floodplain mapping, and we'd like to get started on it quickly. Thank you.
Caitlin, thank you very much. And colleagues, there's another little bit of serendipity here I'll just preview for you. While we cannot with absolute certainty predict the outcome of this floodplain remapping, if our view of the world is accepted, there is a retirement home for union members on the other side of the road that has been going through a rehabilitation, that if it is no longer in a floodplain, we'll see millions of dollars in savings in costs they would otherwise have to incur in insurance and other things because they're in a floodplain. So one of the things I loved about this, again, if we're successful and based on the investments we've made, there's this downstream benefit to an affordable housing development that's in the catchment area. I thought that was neat.
Good work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
I just wanted to say that the work that you have done to reduce flooding and restore fish habitat in this area has just been absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
One of the probably the top 5 the most impressive things the city has done since I've lived here. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great work. And people love it. People love the park.
It's always crowded, even on the rainiest day.
Great.
Thank you.
We'll have copies of the new map that's been produced and the walking tour for all of my colleagues soon. They were so popular we ran out, so we're going to have them more published, printed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak on this item? If not, then it's an emergency ordinance. Let's take a vote, please.
Thank you very much for your work, and I am very proud of the work of Parks, Transportation, Environmental Services working together, as we so often do. And those who say otherwise just don't know how the city really works. Aye.
Thank you.
I'll just say amen to that. This was a fantastic partnership with the Parks Bureau and others. And colleagues, when that last leadership bike ride was held that Mike Houck organizes every year, right, one of the real treats and highlights of that was going to Crystal Springs and having Caitlin do the presentation. And Mike Houck is a stern taskmaster, but he gave her best in class for presentations during that ride. And we're very proud of her work. Thank you. Bye.
Saltzman.
Well, I remember doing some plantings with Caitlin along the Crystal Springs watershed, and it's really great, and that walking map is really nice, so good work. Aye.
Novick.
Bravo. Aye.
Hales.
And an even more impressive sign of his support during that bike ride, Mike Houck let Caitlin talk.
You know.
That's high praise indeed. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.